see, can you see, by the dawn's early light, what so proudly we hailed at the twilight's last gleaming, whose broad stripes and bright stars through the perilous fight, o'er the ramparts we watched, were so gallantly streaming, and the rocket aglare, the bombs bursting in air, gave proof through the night that our flag was still there. Oh, say does that star-spangled banner yet wave o'er the land of the free and the home of the brave?
Hello, my name is Christian Martinez. I'm a rising senior at Athens Bible School. My school is great because of the wonderful environment in which students can grow and flourish. We have great academics that include the University Preparatory Diploma and dual enrollment courses that lead to an associate's degree before high school graduation. All my teachers and the school's employees are Christians who are devoted to the welfare of students. We have an excellent student body, competitive sports program, and study the Bible first thing every day. It's a great place. Please consider joining us at ABS next year, or give that special child in your life the great opportunity I have.
If you like hickory smoked ribs that fall apart at the slightest pull, or barbecue shoulders that are so slow smoked each tender bite melts in your mouth, then you are going to love Baby Jack's Barbecue. Baby Jack's Barbecue in Bartlett and Arlington. Try the barbecue chicken, beef brisket sandwich, barbecue potato, it is huge, or the Baby Jack Trio, pork, turkey, or beef brisket sliders. You like wet ribs? They like dry ribs. Get one slab that has them both. Catering? Baby Jack's can feed a family or an army. Drive in, drive through, order online, or come in and set a minute. Baby Jack's Barbecue in Bartlett at Highway 70 in Appling, or in Arlington at Highway 70, just a block west of 385.
Are you in Alabama and need questions answered by a medical professional? If so, my friends at Trinity Medical Care are proud to announce that they are offering telemedicine. With telemedicine, you can stay at home and still have your visit with the doctor. Telemedicine from Trinity Medical Care is now available Monday through Friday, 8 a.m. to 3 p.m. Make your telemedicine appointment today by calling 256-489-3192. That number again, 256-489-3192. You can also follow Trinity Medical Care on Facebook.
It's bow time. The drive-thru's open and the food is real deal. Because no matter what else is going on in the world, we all gotta eat. That's why we've got your back with a big bow box that can feed the whole family for just $19.99. Bojangles, it's bow time.
Hey everybody, this is Daryl Worley, and you're listening to The Mark White Show. Hey, step up and make a difference like he does.
Hey y'all, this is Jeff Foxworthy, and you, yeah, you can make a huge difference in somebody's life. You just may not have figured out how yet, and that's why you're listening to The Mark White Show.
Hi, this is Maggie Peterson. I played Charlene Darling on The Andy Griffith Show, and you are listening to The Mark White Show.
Hi folks, this is Ricky Skaggs, and you're listening to The Mark White Show.
Hello, I'm Gene Stallings, and this is The Mark White Show. Get off the sideline and get involved and make a difference in your community.
You are listening to The Mark White Show. My daddy is your host, Mark White. Do something good today.
And I love you so. People ask me how I've lived till now. I tell them I don't know. I guess they understand how lonely life has been. But life began again the day you took my hand. And yes, I know how lonely life can be. The shadows follow me, and the night won't set me free. But I don't let the evening get me down. Now that you're around me.
Welcome to another edition of The Mark White Show. I'm your host, Mark White. And right now, I have on the line with me very special guest, Don McLean. Welcome to The Mark White Show, Don.
Thank you very much. Thanks for having me.
It's a delight to have you on. I have listened to your music for years. Now, I'll be up front. I was born in 1979, not 59 or 69.
You know, you're entitled to look throughout the history of the United States and like whatever music you like on in whatever decade interests you. It's all right there.
2 years ago, my grandmother who raised me passed away. One of the songs that really touched my heart was And I Love You So. And I think about relationships and that song and how it promotes the love that we have in our heart for other people.
It was one of those lucky things. I was trying to write an old-fashioned love song, you know, like you would hear on the radio, let's say in the 1940s or maybe 50s. I had absorbed a great deal of that music and it just happened. You know, I've written a lot of other love songs, but that one was right on the money, and a lot of people immediately recorded it. It became a standard sort of in the music business, especially in the 1970s and 80s, all over the world.
I think one of my Pandora channels actually has about two of your songs running because I passed over so many of the other songs that they were playing. I was like, well, I want Don McLean on here. So it got to the point where it just narrowed it down just to your music, which was great for me. I love it.
Well, there's going to be a whole lot more stuff on all those streaming platforms, as you know, because today 11 albums and 173 tracks are being put on every streaming platform by Time Life and Warner Brothers Records. And there's going to be a lot of activity around these albums. And I'm actually going to do a little video talking about each one of the albums and how they came about. I'm going to do that tomorrow. And they have also opened up a YouTube channel, Don McLean YouTube channel. So I've got my own channel. And all these things will end up there, you know, and accumulate.
My show was established to recognize people who were making a difference in our communities anywhere in the world and share their stories to encourage and inspire us all to find where we could make a difference and find a purpose with our lives while we're still here. That is the foundation of The Mark White Show. I know that you are an ambassador for Teen Cancer America, and you have supported their effort and fundraising and taken on that challenge to try to help that charity. And I am a supporter of these great organizations and foundations that are trying to help others. Tell us a little bit about the Teen Cancer America and your involvement.
I'm happy to talk about them. It's Roger Daltrey's foundation, and he's been very adamant about supporting this, and it's his big cause, and he's very sincere. He's a terrific guy, very down-to-earth and very lovable, and he invited me to a big event in Pacific Palisades with some amazing artists. Aside from himself, there was Ed Sheeran and Van Morrison and some other people, and we all, people from radio and television and so on. You can actually go on YouTube and see me and Ed doing Vincent together, which was a fun experience for me. So it was all in all one of those very, very special evenings, and that's when we kind of got, I've known him before, but we got to be a little bit more friendly. And so, you know, this is something that if you go on Roger's site, I'm sure that people will find out all they need to know, and they can contribute to it if they want to, or do whatever they feel they can do. It's a horrible thing. Now we have this awful bug floating around. It attacks young people as well as older people. It seems to attack people in different ways. Young people are having strokes and things like that. You know, our young people are precious, and they need to be put into service only when necessary. But I think one of the things that I think would be good, and I never thought in a million years I'd be saying this, but I think a two-year service to the country of some sort mandatory for young people would be a very, very good thing, because it would get them to realize the kind of country we have. It would give them more of a patriotic connection to the nation. It's very important that we do that, because, you know, we have enemies out there. And no matter how much people may want to run the country down, you know, it's not a good idea to do that, or run yourself down, because there are plenty of people out there that want to see us down. There's no mistake about that. You know, I just thought I would say that to your folks out there.
I was a police officer off and on for 17 years. That was my service to my country, was being a police officer, and I still work in the law enforcement circle, if you will, to do that job. There are some challenges that they have to face, those men and women, as well as those in the military. There needs to be a basic understanding of what the job entails and what individuals have to go through, because they still have families to come home to. They still have children that they're trying to raise, and their own personal issues that they have to deal with.
Of course, and they make a lot of sacrifices for people, all kinds of people. I remember I was in New Zealand when the big earthquake hit. I was the last artist to ever play Christchurch, New Zealand, in the hall they had there. And I escaped from being in the middle of that earthquake by about 20 minutes. Our group and everybody was on the plane early, and we got out of there 20 minutes in the air. The thing hit, and they have these big, heavy stone facades, and young men and women were walking with their children and baby carriages, and the whole thing would come down on people, you know, every age. Oh, awful. And everything was destroyed. And the policemen were out there looking for survivors when they had members of their own family who they couldn't find.
Right.
But they were looking for other people first. So, you know, there's a lot of sacrifice that people do, and they have a lot of pride, and we don't give them enough credit.
We had a lady here from our area here in North Alabama that she actually traveled to New York City to volunteer to serve as a nurse. And she left her family behind, and she's going to be two weeks in quarantine when she gets back. There's another lady, she's up there in Massachusetts, and five people died on her floor last night, but she left Alabama to go and serve in a place that needed her right now.
Yes, I mean, this is the kind of thing that something like this is like almost like an attack from outer space, only it's an attack from inner space. It brings everybody together, because the whole world is suffering with this. This isn't just us. I think it's changing people's, I think it's having a profound effect on people's minds, you know, and how they feel about living and how they feel about other people and how they feel about our country and so on and so forth. Because so much of the politics of America, and I don't care whether it's Democrat or Republican, is always designed to separate people and make them fight with one another.
Yes.
Wedge issues, you know, that they know will cause controversy and arguing and so on. And this is wrong. It's the wrong thing to do.
It's our goal, and I'm sure you have the same goal, is to bring people together where you can, because life is short. We don't have a long time.
Exactly.
You even mentioned the song Vincent earlier, and when you think about that particular song and an appreciation that somebody would have had for an individual, they don't necessarily appreciate that person until they're gone. We have so little time to do so much, and we need to find that time while we're here. When I lost my dad at 58 years old of cancer, man, it hit me just like a ton of bricks that, okay, Mark, you may have 20 years or you may have a day, but in that time that have, you better get up and do something and try to help people. Whatever you do is going to help generations that are going to live long after us, Don.
Well, a lot of people should think that way. I thought my thing was that I wanted to try to to give something to people with my singing, and, you know, in a very simple way when I started out, and it led to more and more things, and then it led to songwriting, and then it led to recording, and then it led to stardom, and then it led to all kinds of stuff. But I never lost sight of what it was I was trying to do. And, you know, I didn't I wasn't trying to be double my money, you know, all the time. I was just trying to hold on to what I made. You know, I wasn't really one of those people that wanted to be super rich, although I became wealthy anyway, but that wasn't my focus. My focus was to try to give something to people, and it really makes me happy when people get excited over the songs I've written, the records I've made, and they tell me a story about this or a story about that song, you know, that was there for them. So this is, the music is very important, especially now, you know, with people home and thinking, doing a whole lot of thinking, you know. But you know, they've got the music to go to, and also wonderful, you know, movies and things like that that are inspiring.
Speaking of that, Don, we're going to take a quick break. We have Don McLean with us right now. You're listening to The Mark White Show, and I'm your host, Mark White.
How I've lived till now, I tell them I don't know. I guess they understand how lonely life has been. But life began again the day you took my hand. And yes, I know how lonely life can be. The shadows follow me, and the night won't set me free. But I don't let the evening get me down. Now that you're around me,
are you in Alabama and need questions answered by a medical professional? If so, my friends at Trinity Medical Care are proud to announce that they are offering telemedicine. With telemedicine, you can stay at home and still have your visit with the doctor. Telemedicine from Trinity Medical Care is now available Monday through Friday, 8 a.m. to 3 p.m. Make your telemedicine appointment today by calling 256-489-3192. That number again, 256-489-3192. You can also follow Trinity Medical Care on Facebook. Southwind Barbershop is currently closed due to COVID-19, but Philip hopes when he reopens, you'll support his business.
Is it time for a haircut? Give my friend Philip Butler at Southwind Barbershop a call. Located in the Foodland Shopping Center at 16041 Highway 72 in Rogersville, Alabama. You can call him at 256-247-5658. Make an appointment or just walk in. That's Southwind Barbershop in Rogersville, Alabama.
Thompson Roofing and Construction is a locally owned family business serving the North Alabama and Southern Tennessee area. They are a Better Business Bureau A-plus member since 2011 and a GAF Master Elite Contractor. Give them a call at 256-952-3309 or check them out on the web at 256roofing.com. They offer free inspections.
Thompson Roofing and Construction.
Hello, my name is Christian Martinez. I'm a rising senior at Athens Bible School. My school is great because of the wonderful environment in which students can grow and flourish. We have great academics that include the university preparatory diploma and dual enrollment courses that lead to an associate's degree before high school graduation. All my teachers and the school's employees are Christians who are devoted to the welfare of students. We have an excellent student body, competitive sports program, and study the Bible first thing every day. It's a great place. Please consider joining us at ABS next year, or give that special child in your life the great opportunity I have.
Starry, starry night. Paint your palette blue and gray. Look out on a summer's day with eyes that know the darkness in my soul. Shadows on the hills. Sketch the trees and the daffodils. Catch the breeze and the winter chills in colors on the snowy linen land. Now I understand what you tried to say to me, how you suffered for your sanity, how you tried to set them free. They would not listen. They did not know how.
Welcome back to the Mark White Show. I am your host, Mark White. I've had the honor and privilege of having Don McLean on the program in the first segment, and he is still with us. And we're going to talk about the Don McLean Foundation, and then we're going to talk about how you can connect with Don McLean and Don McLean Music. Welcome back to the Mark White Show, Don.
Well, thank you. Thank you for having me.
Let's talk about your foundation first and how people can connect and how they can help this effort and what the effort's about.
Well, the foundation has been around for about 30 years, and I contribute to it. I don't, you know, advertise it or ask people to contribute to it. It's just a vehicle for me to do that. Although people could do that after I'm gone, there'll probably be some noise made about it, and because everything I have is going to go to it, and I'm going to use my estate in Camden, Maine as the headquarters of it. And there will be an effort to reach out to people that need help through this foundation, fundraisers that will be held and so on and so forth. So that's pretty much what that is. I don't like to see a 70-year-old lady with a bunch of bags hanging over, you know, trudging through town in the winter. I don't like to see people with kids and no place to go. We could do something. We need to straighten out this homeless situation pronto, because it's going to get real bad with all these unemployed folks. They're going to slip through the cracks, and they're not going to be able to have a home, a roof over their heads, and it's going to be very, very sad.
As individuals, we have to say that I'm going to make a change, and I'm going to be the one who helps push this forward. And whether it be through your foundation or the Mark White Show, as I've recognized many organizations that help the homeless, we have to step up and make a difference. And it's an example to my daughter, who's 6 years old, and it's an example to my 19-year-old nephew, that they see that their uncle and father cares about those who have less.
Well, there's one thing that, you know, I want to say about the young people out there. I get asked a lot about my music and my career and, you know, how do you do this and how do you do that? And you have to have discipline. You have to start with yourself. You know, if you're overweight, you have to get control of your weight. If you have a smoking problem, you have to quit smoking. If you have a drinking problem, you have to cut back, you know, or stop altogether, whatever the situation may be. You have to have discipline and control. You have to practice. If you want to learn to play and sing on stage like a pro, you've got to practice for hours a day for years in order to become confident on stage, you know, and then you have to work a lot, you know. So it all involves discipline and work. Nothing comes easily. Even with songwriting, you know, if you have a good idea for a song, then you have to stick with it. It might take you a couple of months of fooling around with that before you get it, and it sounds like you hear it in your head. So people want things to happen too quick. They think that life owes them something. Life doesn't owe you anything. And, you know, it's the people out there who study hard and learn how to do what it is they're doing, and they're very good at it. Those people are the ones who have successful lives. People who are waiting for somebody to do something for them, or waiting for something magical to happen, they're going to be in trouble. So you have the ability to assert yourself and to discipline yourself. And that's the key right there.
I find great peace in music, and let's talk about how people can connect with Don McLean's music.
Well, you can go to a wonderful new YouTube channel, a Don McLean YouTube channel. It's right there. Just you can find it immediately on YouTube. And there's also any streaming platform out there. You'll be able to get everything I ever did, probably close to 30 albums, maybe 27, 28, I don't know. But right now, today, 173 tracks from 11 albums are going up on every streaming platform. So while you're home alone or home with your family or whatever, and you've run out of every single thing to do, you can certainly go on there and start to delve into some of these albums, not only of me, but of other artists that you like. And you'll find some new music that will that you'll probably like a lot.
That sounds good to me, Don. Folks, we have been talking to Don McLean. Thank you, Don, for joining me here on The Mark White Show today.
Well, thank you, Mark. I've enjoyed talking to you.
The ragged men in ragged clothes, a silver thorn, a bloody rose, lie crushed and broken on the virgin snow. I think I know what you tried to say to me, and how you suffered for your sanity, and how you tried to set them free. They would not listen, they're not listening still. Perhaps they never.
The Alabama Music Hall of Fame is currently closed due to COVID-19, but they hope that you'll make plans to visit them when they reopen.
Located in Tuscumbia, Alabama, the Alabama Music Hall of Fame honors Alabama's music achievers. You can even go into the recording studio and try out your talents as a singer. That's the Alabama Music Hall of Fame, located at 617 Highway 72 West in Tuscumbia, Alabama. Open Tuesday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. Give them a call at 256-381-4417. Check them out on the web at alamhof.org.
Are you a first responder? At Husqvarna, we support the uniformed men and women who serve our country and communities. As a way to honor your service, we created the Military and First Responder Appreciation Program. As a first responder, you qualify for a discount on your purchase of Husqvarna powered equipment. Get 10% off select commercial products at participating dealers. Whether you're starting a business or maintaining your property, you can count on Husqvarna. Find out why we're the brand that's trusted by real professionals. Visit Green's Dependable Hardware at 15220 A, Highway 43, Russellville, Alabama. You can also find them on Facebook at Green's Dependable Hardware. Give them a call at 256-331-0123.
Red and yellow and pink and green, purple and orange and blue, I can sing rainbow. Sing rainbow to you. Listen to your eyes. Listen to your eyes.
You can sing
rainbow. Sing rainbow.
Sing along with me.
Red and yellow and pink and green, purple and orange and blue.
Welcome to another edition of the Mary Faye Hedrick Good Deed segment. You have heard him before. I did a Make a Difference Minute. I spoke to him and his mom over in Decatur not just a few months ago. His name is Levi Smith. He's 15 years old, and he has started Making a Difference From My Story to Yours. Welcome to the Mark White Show, Levi.
How are you doing today?
I am doing outstanding, my friend. I was watching some of your videos earlier today, and I'm impressed with how you have moved forward with this special effort called Making a Difference from My Story to Yours. For those who haven't heard the story, Levi, share your experience and what led you to start this special effort.
Yes, sir. Well, my whole plans with all this is I wanted to start something to tell everyone that it's okay if you're going through something with addiction and how to cope with these things. So I started out at a young age, at the age of 4 years old. My mom had a complete hysterectomy and had got addiction to opioid drugs. So with that said, I was always the one that was real scared to tell people my story because I didn't want people to judge me. So as I got older and I really wanted to help make a difference in somebody's life, I was like, hey, I can do something with this. I can turn all this negativity and I can turn my life around and make something positive out of it. So I got with a good group of people, and so I wanted to start this great thing. And so I came up with an idea, and I said, hey, maybe I should start putting my story out on social media and start speaking to others and get it in with the public and just see how it works. But it all really started from my mom's drug addiction. My mom was, she would be sober for a year, maybe two, and then relapse. And she would, it was just an online cycle, and going from rehab to rehab, seeing her struggle. It was always just, it was a rough path for me. And knowing that there's others out there that are like in my position, that's what really hit hard on my heart, because I wanted others to be able to tell their story, because everybody has a story if it's in any other way. And it's not only about drug addiction. There's people with alcohol addictions, drug addictions, smoking addictions, any kind of addiction. It's just the one that you're choose with. You know, it's, nobody ever wants to wake up and be like, I want to wake up today and be a drug addict. You know, that's not things that we do. And, you know, we've had so many people come and be such a part of this. And it's just been crazy, you know, with the people that's gave me the hope and just have been totally amazing. You know, we've got, the best team members. We've got the Lawrence County Sheriff's Department, and we're going to be speaking with their inmates. And our local Moulton advertiser has done absolutely amazing. We've got Tammy Reese with North Alabama Mountain Lakes Tourist Association, along with the Second Helping Program. It is a website that provides jobs in the hospitality industry for the recovering addicts who that need that second chance. And you know, having all these people on my back, just like you, Mark, you know, with doing all these things for me and helping me get my word out, it's such an amazing thing, not for the fame of me, but to help others get the word out there that's sitting in their room right now and they're hearing all these things. You know, they're down and they're in this shell that they don't know how to get of. This can help them get out, and they can get the help that they need and get that powerful feeling and to become a positive role to others.
You know, Levi, the reality is that as children, we're influenced by our loved ones. And many times people are so influenced by their loved ones that they get on a path that they can't seem to be able to get off of. And in your situation, it influenced decisions that you made as a student, and it had a direct effect on you because one of your loved ones had a deep addiction.
Yes, sir. You know, having a family member go through this crisis, it's gut-wrenching, and, you know, it's something that nobody would ever want to dream of going through. And, you know, sticking to my mom's side through day one through this, It's been very challenging. There's been so many tears that's been poured. There's so much, the stress that's been caused. You know, it's almost like it's a different reality. It's a gut-wrenching feeling, you know, all the blood, sweat, and tears that's being poured out into this one person. And it's also a bad thing to have to go through, but also it's a good thing to see this person get, you know, from the starting of their addiction to rise up into the person that you remembered them clean before, because the things that they choose is not always the thing that they wanted. You know, you can't just say, hey, I'm going to quit. You know, there's steps you have to take. If it's going to an AA meeting, you know, rehabs, watching these different things to cope with that. You know, some people just have different ways of coping with things. And that's the things we're trying to get out here, is showing our story for people to know it's okay, because these people feel like they're nothing. They feel like that they don't have a chance anymore, you know. And with us as a group of this team members that's trying to help others, is going to make these people feel like they have a chance, that they can get their jobs back, their families back. And it's all a team to help these people.
Right now, we're talking to Levi Smith. He is the founder of Making a Difference from My Story to Yours. Now, Levi's goal and mission is to use his personal story, including his mom, Paige Freeman, to help families and individuals affected by opioid abuse. What is considered his greatest desire is to love, save, and counsel and give a voice to those children and young adults impacted by this major crisis. When we come back, we're going to talk about how you can connect with his special effort called Making a Difference from My Story to Yours. I hope you'll stick with us. You are listening to The Mark White Show and the Mary Faye Hendricks Good Deed Segment. And I am your host, Mark White.
Live in my hometown, because those dear hearts and gentle people will never, ever let you down.
Thompson Roofing and Construction is a locally owned family business serving the North Alabama and Southern Tennessee area. They are a Better Business Bureau A-plus member since 2011 and a GAF Master Elite Contractor. Give them a call at 256-952-3309 or check them out on the web at 256roofing.com. They offer free inspections.
Thompson Roofing and Construction.
Are you in Alabama and need questions answered by a medical professional? If so, my friends at Trinity Medical Care are proud to announce that they are offering telemedicine. With telemedicine, you can stay at home and still have your visit with the doctor. Telemedicine from Trinity Medical Care is now available Monday through Friday, 8 a.m. to 3 p.m. Make your telemedicine appointment today by calling 256-489-3192. That number again, 256-489-3192. You can also follow Trinity Medical Care on Facebook.
Hello, my name is Christian Martinez. I'm a rising senior at Athens Bible School. My school is great because of the wonderful environment in which students can grow and flourish. We have great academics that include the University Preparatory Diploma and dual enrollment courses that lead to an associate's degree before high school graduation. All my teachers and the school's employees are Christians who are devoted to the welfare of students. We have an excellent student body, competitive sports program, and study the Bible first thing every day. It's a great place. Please consider joining us at ABS next year, or give that special child in your life the great opportunity I have.
Southwind Barbershop is currently closed due to COVID-19, but Philip hopes when he reopens, you'll support his business.
Is it time for a haircut? Give my friend Philip Butler at Southwind Barbershop a call. Located in the Foodland Shopping Center at 16041 Highway 72 in Rogersville, Alabama. You can call him at 256-247-5658. Make an appointment or just walk in. That's Southwind Barbershop in Rogersville, Alabama.
Hi, this is Kathy Matea, and you're listening to The Mark White Show, where you can learn to make a difference in your community while you have a great time listening to interesting people talk to Mark.
Drive.
city, works extra hard all day, finishes up early so he can get away, 'cause there's a blue-eyed kid on second base, wants dad to watch him play. Daddy knows he's waiting, so he hurries on.
Welcome back to the Mark White Show and the Mary Faye Hedrick Good Deed segment. I am your host, Mark White, and we have been talking to Levi Smith. Levi Smith is a 15-year-old from the Moulton, Alabama area. He is a friend of mine, and I want to help his special effort. I met his mom, Paige Freeman, a few months ago, was able to sit down at a table with both of them and them to share their experiences. And I want those of you who haven't heard Levi's story to have an opportunity to hear it. His effort is called Making a Difference from My Story to Yours. And as I said at the close of the last segment, his mission is to use his personal story to help families and individuals affected by opioid abuse. And I want you to get in your mind that you have an opportunity to encourage and inspire others and make a difference in Levi's effort. Levi, welcome back to the Mark White Show.
Thank you, Mark. I'm glad to be back on the Mark White Show today. Hopefully we can get some people to help us with the Making a Difference from My Story to Yours. And if y'all want to follow at Making a Difference from My Story to Yours at Facebook, at Making a Difference from My Story to Yours. And you can also follow us on Instagram at Making a Difference at Levi Smith. And you can also email me at levismith7887@gmail.com. And you can send me a text or call me at 256-445-0227.
What is something that you would like to share with the individuals that will reach out to you?
Yes, I would love to share my story personally to them, with their story if they have one, and if they need anything, you know, with the rehab assistance, I would love to get that for them. Also, as posting their stories up on our page and hopefully getting some more positive stuff out of them, and also having people that call me to share their story also to be a part of the family at Making a Difference for my 40 years.
I love it, Levi, and I love you, and I love your mom, Paige Freeman, and appreciate the fact that you have stepped out in this way to share your story and your mom's story together so that people can be helped through this process. The opioid crisis is real, and I appreciate you as a 15-year-old stepping up to the plate and trying to make a difference through this Making a Difference from My Story to Yours effort.
Yes, sir. Thank you, and know everyone, you are loved. Have a blessed day.
Folks, we've been talking to Levi Smith. He is the founder of Making a Difference from My Story to Yours. You can find that on Facebook. You can find it on Instagram. You can give him a call at 256-445-0227 or email Levi at levismith7887@gmail.com. I know he would love to hear from you. Follow his page. Follow his journey. I think you'll get something from it. It may be that somebody later on in your life, unfortunately, may become addicted, and you might need help, and you might need support. You've been listening to another edition of The Mark White Show and the Mary Faye Hedrick Good Deed segment, and I'm your host, Mark White.
Yeah, and sometimes they're heroes just the same. Talking about a hero, hero. Special kind.
Hi, this is Maddie from Mama Nims.
And this is Amy. Come on out to Mama Nims and have some ribeye steaks, hamburger steaks, pond-raised catfish, whole fish or fillets, made from scratch, homemade, the best in the world ever, apple pies, fresh desserts.
Y'all come by and see us.
Thank you, Amy and Maddie. I would like to encourage you to go to Mama Nims in Anderson, Alabama, 256-800-4003. Check them out on Facebook at Mama Nims, M-A-M-A-N-E-M-S. Just like Mama's cooking, we put the love in it.
Welcome to the Make a Difference Minute replay from The Mark White Show. Here we play Make a Difference Minute segments from the past week as we try to make a difference in the lives of others. We'd like to thank our sponsor, Athens Bible School, located in Athens, Alabama. The Make a Difference Minute from The Mark White Show is coming up next. Welcome to another Make a Difference Minute
from The Mark White Show.
On this Make a Difference Minute, I have Brian Kane with Peak Performance, helping athletes during this COVID-19 crisis.
I just came out with what I call the 30-day Mental Performance Mastery Program for athletes. And there's some high school athletes in Alabama who I work with that are actually going through this right now, and they're doing a little a lot. They're watching a video, reading an article that goes with it on a daily basis, and they're going to come out with a mindset that they would have never had the time to invest into if they were busy with their athletic season. And it's available to anyone at briankane.com. Just click on athletes and you'll see the 30-day Mental Performance Mastery Program that's available so you can grow your mindset during this time. Because the key right now is to do what you can with what you have, and you have time at home. So what are you doing to better yourself? I was on earlier today with the Brown Women's Lacrosse team. I'm able to utilize Zoom to still do the teaching and the coaching that we need to do. So I know you have a big following of coaches. Right now, the opportunity to develop your mental game, the opportunity to develop your culture, has never been more important than it is right now during the corona season.
If you have a suggestion for a Make a Difference Minute, send it to themarkwhiteshow@gmail.com. Be sure to follow The Mark White Show on Facebook, Instagram, and Twitter. This is Mark White.
And this is Cora White.
Encouraging you
to find your purpose
by making a difference
in someone's life
today. We'd like to thank our sponsor, Trinity Medical Care, located in Huntsville, Alabama. The Make a Difference Minute is coming up next. Welcome to another Make a Difference Minute
from The Mark White Show.
On this Make a Difference Minute, I have Anthony Smith with Challenged Athletes Foundation Operation Rebound. On April 24, 2004, while serving our country, Anthony took a direct hit from a rocket-propelled grenade. For 2 weeks, Anthony's family believed that he was killed in action.
I'm trying to give back and make sure I try to open doors for veterans that are going through athletic opportunities, to let them try to be that beacon for them, to let them know if I can do it, they can do it too. A lot of us started on that front line, but we're not finished yet. We're still trying to make it to that finish. If you go to operationrebound.org, you can make your donations there. It goes across not just helping veterans like myself, but other veterans that are getting back into different types of sports. Anything helps. And that's one of the biggest things that I love about Operation Rebound. We don't just help 9/11 veterans. We help veterans from all wars. And EMTs, first responder groups that also went through spinal cord injuries and amputation and disabilities. So you're helping everybody when you help Operation Rebound, because there's kids there that are growing up with disabilities that are so encouraging. You also help us push toward helping those young people, being out there with them and encouraging them as well.
If you have a suggestion for a Make a Difference Minute, send it to themarkwhiteshow@gmail.com. Be sure to follow The Mark White Show on Facebook, Instagram, and Twitter. This is Mark White.
And this is Cora White.
Encouraging you
to find your purpose
by making a difference
in someone's life
today. We'd like to thank our sponsor, Green's Dependable Hardware, located in Russellville, Alabama. The Make a Difference Minute from The Mark White Show is coming up next. Welcome to another Make a Difference Minute
from The Mark White Show.
On this Make a Difference Minute, I have Mark Berardi, who is currently fighting ALS.
As people in the ALS community watch, the crisis with COVID, I can't help but wonder how many of us sit back and look at what the FDA is doing and ask ourselves, if ALS was a contagious pandemic like COVID is, what would the FDA be doing? And we see the hoops that the FDA has jumped through in these last few months. And I want to be clear, I applaud the efforts that are being done to fight, to battle this crisis with a disease like ALS that only affects 30,000 people. It's very frustrating because we just feel as though for years we've been pushed to the back, so to speak, because our group is such a small part of the country. And we just wish that some of the actions that are happening with the current crisis would be applied to our cause as well.
I want you to go to No More Excuses on social media and join up and find ways that you can help to spread the word to bring about change for people who are battling ALS. If you have a suggestion for a Make a Difference Minute, send it to themarkwhiteshow@gmail.com. Be sure to follow The Mark White Show on Facebook, Instagram, and Twitter. This is Mark White.
And this is Cora White.
Encouraging you
to find your purpose
by making a difference
in someone's life
today. We'd like to thank our sponsor, Alabama Music Hall of Fame, located in Tuscumbia, Alabama. The Make a Difference Minute from The Mark White Show is coming up next. Welcome to another Make a Difference Minute
from The Mark White Show.
On this Make a Difference Minute, I have singer-songwriter Kaylee Rutland.
Even if you had 1,000 people tell you that they liked your song or that they hated your song or whatever their response to it was, I don't think that it could mean a quarter as much as it does to have one person who, on a deep level, it impacts them. Whether it's something really serious or even just something in a small way, that's why we do music. For me and many of the people that I get to collaborate with in the music industry, I think that's something that affects us more than anything else, is being able to hear people's stories. Not only does it allow us to share those stories through music and hope to inspire other people, but I think being able to hear the impact that a song can have on someone's life and any kind of struggle that they've gone through, it allows us to be humbled a little bit and grow as people, being able to hear and share other people's stories.
To find out more about Kaylee, go to KayleeRutland.com. If you have a suggestion for a Make a Difference Minute, send it to themarkwhiteshow@gmail.com. Be sure to follow The Mark White Show on Facebook, Instagram, and Twitter. This is Mark White.
And this is Cora White.
Encouraging you
to find your purpose
by making a difference
in someone's life
today. We'd like to thank our sponsor, Athens Bible School, located in Athens, Alabama. The Make a Difference Minute from The Mark White Show is coming up next. Welcome to another Make a Difference Minute
from The Mark White Show.
On this Make a Difference Minute, I have John Hamilton, who is talking about a special fundraising effort for Cary Gilbert, who is the lead of the Cary Gilbert Band.
Cary is by blood my cousin, but really a brother. I started helping him several years ago with his band's marketing and doing the graphic design and selling his merch and that kind of thing, and we just got a lot closer. We want to help him all we can. He musters all the strength he can on days that he has a show, because it's not only about the money. He enjoys it so much, getting around people and entertaining people. He's done it for so many years, so that's a depressing state in itself, not being able to see anybody, which is what is his favorite thing to do. Send your donation to 394 Highway 46, Russellville, Alabama, 35653, in care of Cary Gilbert. And you can also send through PayPal to this email address, rhamilton9767@att.net.
You can go to GoFundMe.com, Cary Gilbert Fund, and you can support this special effort to help our friend Cary Gilbert. If you have a suggestion for a Make a Difference Minute, send it to themarkwhiteshow@gmail.com. Be sure to follow The Mark White Show on Facebook, Instagram, and Twitter. This is Mark White.
And this is Cora White.
Encouraging you
to find your purpose
by making a difference
in someone's life
today. We'd like to thank our sponsor, Trinity Medical Care, located in Huntsville, Alabama. The Make a Difference Minute is coming up next. Welcome to another Make a Difference Minute
from The Mark White Show.
On this Make a Difference Minute, I have Scott Leeson with Challenged Athletes Foundation, Operation Rebound.
Going to Challenged Athletes Foundation and Operation Rebound, I really turned my life around after being blinded. On July 4th of 93, I was working the graveyard. Around 2 a.m. in the morning, there were two gang members that came in the store holding up the store. I cooperated, and I opened the drawer, and I stepped back and put my hands up. When he grabbed the money, the drawer flew on the floor, and I was looking at it, and all of a sudden, there was a big white flash, and I realized I'd been shot in the head. customer came over and got on the phone and called 911, stayed conscious during the whole time. Two important things that I always tell everybody that helped me. One was physical fitness. That helped me with emotion, physical, and mental healing. The other is sports. There's good people in sports and in athletics. If you're going through something, whatever the disability, there's resources out there ready for you to reach out. When I landed at Challenge Athletes Foundation, my life has changed forever, and I'm so grateful to Challenge Athletes Foundation and Operation Rebound. I have a Facebook page called Never Lose Sight, and it tells my whole story.
If you have a suggestion for a Make a Difference Minute, send it to themarkwhiteshow@gmail.com. Be sure to follow The Mark White Show on Facebook, Instagram, and Twitter. This is Mark White.
And this is Cora White.
Encouraging you
to find your purpose
by making a difference
in someone's life
today. We'd like to thank our sponsor, Alabama Music Hall of Fame, located in Tuscumbia, Alabama. The Make a Difference Minute from The Mark White Show is coming up next. Welcome to another Make a Difference Minute
from The Mark White Show.
On this Make a Difference Minute, I have Shelly Thibault. Shelly was hit by a 500-pound cart back in 1997, serving as a correctional officer in New York. It affected her life in a very challenging way at that time. But she found hope in Challenged Athletes Foundation.
Anybody in Challenged Athletes can connect any one of us with someone to mentor or guide or be their sounding board. It makes the world of difference sometimes to just have somebody listen who gets it. Like trying to explain to a man what it's like to have a baby. They can say, oh, I can imagine what you're going through. You can't. So if I was to talk to someone who's a new amputee and is having struggles and having a wound back and having talk of losing more, like this is very difficult to go into because no one, your entire family doesn't know what's going on. You don't get it. But if you call them, you're ready to venture out, learn a little bit more about what Challenged Athletes has. They can match you with somebody to talk to that'll help get you on the road to a better life.
If you have a suggestion for a Make a Difference Minute, send it to themarkwhiteshow@gmail.com. Be sure to follow The Mark White Show on Facebook, Instagram, and Twitter. This is Mark White.
And this is Cora White.
Encouraging you
to find your purpose
by making a difference
in someone's life
today.
It's bow time. With bold fried chicken and a scratch-made buttermilk beauty, nothing beats the first bite of a Cajun filet biscuit, except the second first bite. Drive on through and start your day with a Cajun filet biscuit. It's bow time. It's bow time. The drive-thru's open and the food is real deal. Because no matter what else is going on in the world, we all gotta eat. That's why we've got your back with a big bow box that can feed the whole family for just $19.99. Bojangles. It's bow time.
The Alabama Music Hall of Fame is currently closed due to COVID-19, but they hope that you'll make plans to visit them when they reopen. Located in Tuscumbia, Alabama, the Alabama Music Hall of Fame honors Alabama's music achievers. You can even go into the recording studio and try out your talents as a singer. That's the Alabama Music Hall of Fame, located at 617 Highway 72 West in Tuscumbia, Alabama. Open Tuesday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. Give them a call at 256-381-4417. Check them out on the web at alamhof.org.
See, can you see by the dawn's early light what so proudly we hailed at the twilight's last gleaming, whose broad stripes and bright stars through the perilous fight o'er the ramparts we watched were so gallantly streaming, and the rocket eagle, the bombs bursting in air, it broke through the night that our flag was still